Welcome to Candidly 30. Yeah, that was really terrible. You're welcome, everybody. So here we are. We are at the second end, the tail end of the highly anticipated Jaro episode. We had a lot of feelings, a lot of reviews, which is fabulous because we want to hear about it. So yeah, and off we go.
Anyway, wait, did you want to talk about dating profiles? Like, what is an instant just like, nope?
Let's provide the feedback loop, right? Your main criticism is like there's no feedback from those apps. So like, let's give the feedback.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want my feedback?
Yeah. What
first?
Do you?
No. We're gonna make Kelly go first because she totally dodged the question about why she's still on apps.
So. I don't think Jaro answered it either.
Oh, I can answer it.
Okay, sorry.
So I mean, if I can expand on that answer, it's because it's hard to interact in the wild because of that whole like Me Too diatribe that I went down. And, you know, it at least gives another outlet mm-hmm. to meet other people. Totally. I mean, so in August, I just got sick and tired of all these apps. I was like extremely frustrated with all of it. And I was like, I'm getting off of all of these. And, you know, I go to different things. Like I go to West Coast Swing on Friday nights. I go to the gym every once in a while. I do a lot of other things to hopefully meet people in the wild. But this is just like another avenue to potentially meet a partner. Once again, it hasn't had any luck, but it's a hope that maybe this might provide some sort of options.
You're playing the game. Got to give yourself the highest chance of probability. See every angle. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I will answer the question, I guess. Basically just like, I mean, basically what Jaro said is like, we are both very active individuals. We have a large friend group. We do a lot of things. We have a lot of extracurricular activities that we do. I mean, I don't know all of your extracurriculars, but anyways, I feel like we put ourselves out there and all of our friends are married and they don't know any single people.
That's the worst, man.
Yeah.
I've actually thought about this for a while is like, I need to make new friends that are not married, that have like other lives other than kids and family, and nothing to do with like saying that our friends are horrible. Because our friends are fantastic. They're mm-hmm. awesome human beings. Yep. I love hanging out with them. I love hanging out with them so much that I would prefer to hang out with them than go on a
date, though. That's the hard thing.
Yeah, that's true, too.
If someone's doing something fun, I'm like, go on a date with a rando stranger or hang out with my friends. Like, obviously, hang out with my friends. True. So that makes it really hard because our friends are always doing cool shit. So it's really hard balance. But, I mean, it's weird because we, like I said, our friend group is so great and fantastic, but there's no one else that's like really being brought in unless they're like another couple or they have kids or something along those lines. So that's interesting too, is like Ben is really attractive to young, cute, married couples, which is great. And I love that for them, but there's not really like, and I know that there is a pool of people here that are moving here single and everything, but it just doesn't feel like that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I love Bend, but it is like definitely not an easy place to date. So that is why I'm on the dating apps, is just to see other people that are out there, but also, just in terms of like dating apps in general, like I mean, I think we've kind of already covered this, but like the things that you see is not at all most of the time what you see in real life. And so like knowing that now and going on enough like online dates is weird because like it makes you also not want to go. That's another reason. But it also makes you like initially just like get there and then you find all these reasons. Or I mean, even before scheduling the date, you like look at their profile and you're like, oh, they do this, like I'm not going to be interested, like they do this or they have a photo of this, which is like, is that not true? Is this a girl thing?
I think it may be a girl thing.
Okay, anyways,
definitely a girl thing.
So you can find all these reasons
looking for the out, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's been my experience too, is that like I will absolutely go on a date with someone 100% of the time if they ask me. But like most of the time they don't ask. Like I initiate it because I hate this like talking back and forth. And so I'm like, hey, let's just go and meet. And because there's no point in talking if we're not compatible at all.
It's the worst thing when you, and I, within five messages, usually I will ask, do you want to meet in person? Because I do not want to waste my time. I do not want to waste your time going back and forth without ever meeting. And then having this, like, we never met. The messages stop. I get bored. I actually want to meet someone in person. I'm not going to keep wasting my time messaging back and forth and never meeting in person, only to eventually sometime meet in person and just have one of those icks happen.
Yeah, I'm like, it's crazy.
You just wasted months of my time. For sure. I'm like, let's meet within a week.
Months. Yeah. No, 5 days is a good rule. I'm like that. If you're connecting, you vibe, everything is chill, 5 days. Beyond that, who has time for that? Come on.
Yeah.
You're getting catfish for sure.
Oof, yeah, that's
speaking
the other thing.
Catfish,
I know.
That happens way too often.
I was just gonna say another part of like the fact that it's all a game is like how to tell if someone's real or not. Like that's weird, and I hate that situation too. That's like a wild situation.
The whole catfish thing, it's like it's grossly exaggerated in real life than what you would imagine. And I don't blame that. Like it's like social media, right? Like everything that you post, everything that you say is to convince someone that you're the one, that you're cool, that you got all the, that your life is rad and all these things.
It's and your then, highlight reel.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And same thing as your dating profile, you know, you try to put your best foot forward and put your best looking photos that you're like doing stuff in and I don't know.
100%. It's all marketing.
Yeah. And when it comes to, I think, Kiki, you had a question about, like, what would you put on a profile if you're trying to, like, find someone? And with everything that we've talked about so far about catfishing, about the guy-to-girl ratios, all of that stuff, to me, the best thing that you can put in your profile is be unapologetically, genuinely who you are.
Yeah.
Because that will shine through. I think that will shine through. And then at least you don't have to be like, well, I don't need to continue to pretend when I meet this person in like real life, you know, like, I don't know. You guys have seen my profile.
I don't think Cave has. Have you?
I haven't looked at it in a while. I just remember the photo that Kelly showed me. It was an outrageous photo
ever.
Why would you put me on blast like that?
So Kelly showed you that photo. Okay. I'm not embarrassed of it. I think that's why.
I don't think you should be.
It's one of my best photos. I think it's incredible.
I think we should talk about it though.
Do you want to hear the story behind that photo?
Yes, I would love to hear it.
So I enjoy going to flow festivals, which is like fire spinning festivals. And I was talking to one of my friends at a fire spinning festival. And I asked him, a guy friend, I asked him what he wanted for his birthday. And he sat there thinking for a little while. And he's like, you know what? The only thing that I want for my birthday from any of my friends is a classy nude. And so I was like, okay, I'll keep that in mind when your birthday comes around. And one night when my roommates were out of the house, I decided to set up my camera next to, in front of my fireplace. I had the fire going. And I got naked, set the timer on the camera up, and laid down in front of the fireplace. I called my dogs over to me and laid them right in front of me, so all my good parts are covered up. And the camera started beeping, so the dogs looked at the camera, and I just needed to do one take. And it's the photo that you saw. It's like one of the best.
It's Burt a good Reynolds photo.
In front of the fireplace photo.
I mean, he's making like a sultry face.
Oh, it's
also
super sexy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Anyways, it's a good photo. Yeah. It's eye-catching. I'm shocked that you're not.
Photo for a dude to follow.
We have told him that it's a little alarming when that's the first photo that you see when you see someone's profile.
It's not the first photo.
It's definitely like the last third. It's like third date material. You know what I mean? That's third date material.
It's the last one. It's like if you've liked the profile so far, here's a nice little treat.
Yeah, very much so. I like that. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Third date. I get that.
Yeah,
it's a great photo. It's very eye-catching, and I'm shocked that you haven't had more. Actually, I shouldn't say that I'm shocked, but I think it's a good photo.
You're not shocked?
I'm not shocked.
It's
boring, and it's amazing.
It's weird because there is a funny thing about photos, I will say, too, that women think, and I've talked to multiple people about this, is that either if your photos are too good or so bad, there has to be like somewhere in between. If you are like, if you're not a professional photographer, yes, and all your photos are like incredible and beautiful and whatever, then people are like, what is wrong with this dude? You know, like, why are all his pictures perfect? Or the opposite is like, this man has never taken a photo of himself in his entire life and they're all his double chin. It says something about themselves. You know what I mean? Like, it says that they don't care or that they're not like putting an effort to anything. I don't know. There's just like all these like underlying things with profiles.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you put a little wild horse in there every once in a while and somebody has like a, you know, a very unexpected photo, because that keeps me interested. You know what I mean?
Like lying naked in front of a fireplace with your dogs. That's a very wild horse.
Do I swipe right on that individual? Maybe. Probably not, but maybe.
Yeah, I don't know the level of like how to portray. I don't know. It's such a weird like selling yourself.
Okay, Jaro, let me ask you a question. If a woman has like a sexy photo, but like maybe their second or third photo, is that more likely to get a swipe right? Or does it like, do you fall for the, this is my normal life? Like, do you want a little bit of behind the curtain kind of vibe with just a pub? It's a very public profile too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'll let you know how like I go through profiles. Usually the first photo has to be a really good clear face, no sunglasses. I would say maybe somewhat of a face and body photo.
Okay.
And that's kind of like the first impression. That's like, okay, I already see that I'm not attracted. I'm going to swipe left. If there's
full body.
It doesn't have to be full body, but like I would say three quarter body. Maybe.
Okay. You can say full body. It's okay. Like, I would say the same thing for a dude. If you do like shoulders up, like, I don't know what's, let's just recognize that visually speaking, that's the first clue.
Correct. Okay. Yes. But like, I don't need to see your feet. I don't have that kind of kink.
I'm not talking about that. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay. That's why I said three quarter body. It's like knees up. How about that?
Okay. What if they have ugly knees?
Dude, don't yuck somebody's kink. Okay. Shady kinks is growing.
So that's kind of like the first thing. First photo has to be somewhat to give me a good physical expectation of what you might look like. And this is something like, please make them within the last, I don't know, 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
Fair. Something like that. Yeah.
That's fair.
If you're in your mid-30s, I don't want to see a picture of you in your 20s. Like,
be genuine about who you are today and what the product is that you're. Yeah, fair enough.
Like, you show me a picture of you in your 20s and then I see what you look like now, I'm going to be like, shoot, I missed out on that.
Oh my Lord.
Charo, don't say stuff like that. That's so sad. Don't do that.
Okay. And that's so funny because I feel like he's being very specific. And if women were that specific with men's profiles, we would never
Let's do it.
Anyone. I'm just saying.
Well, okay. You want to know like an absolute no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give us a pet.
I don't want to see a picture of just your pet. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, at least have yourself in it so that I can see like an interaction between you and your pet or something like that, right? Like, you know, I'm more interested in seeing who you are. I'm not dating your pet. I'm dating you. Or that's the intent, right? Is I want to date you. I don't want to date your pet. I understand
that. Yeah, but if somebody has an important relationship with that pet.
Of course.
But to your point, putting yourself in the photo.
Yeah. Like, have it you interacting with your pet, or, you know, like if you're doing a selfie, have your pet in the selfie or something like that. I don't know.
Kelly, how do we feel about that?
Oh, I 100% agree with that. Yeah, because men do that all the time. They have like 5 photos of their dog and 1 photo of them. And it's like, what the heck is that? But I would say my number one, unfortunately, is height. That's like the first thing that I look at. Like if I look at their profile, like the first photo, you know, and I'm like, okay. And then I look at the height and then I'm like, and then I have to look at the rest of the profile if it's not 5'7" or above.
Sucks to suck, short guys.
Yeah, Jaro's very tall. Anyway.
But also
just weird too, because Bend has an enormous amount of men who are 5'6" and below. Like it blows my mind.
5'6" is nothing.
Jaro is the tallest human in the entire building.
Like a head above.
Yeah, everybody. Above everyone else. Like, I'm not exaggerating.
That's not a, what's it called? A
I don't know.
Exaggeration?
No, it's like a way, like a phrase that you use, a head above. Like, I'm literally a head above. Probably like shoulders and head above.
Yeah. For sure. Like one time, actually, even last year at the same Broco show, Sam was here. Uh-huh. And she's wearing like these boots with like the tiniest bit of heel. And Sam is like 5'9", 5'10". And she was like, I am towering over everyone in this place. Like, what is going on? She's like, I feel like a giant. Like, literally. She's like, Kelly, how do you date here? And I'm like, I don't know, because I'm 5'7", and I am taller than majority of people also. If I wear, like, even Blundstones, if I wear, anyways, whatever. And like, unfortunately, that is just like the way that it is. But also, like, I don't think it helps that, like, my brother's 6'4", my dad is 6'2". Like, my mom is even taller than me. And so I'm the short person in my family. And here I'm like a giant. So it's not helpful. But also, just like, I don't know. There's something just like about the instant, just like attraction, you know, is like someone has to, like, I don't know. It's like a.
Let's like go through your photos, right? So, like, your first photo impression, like, what are some of the things as a woman that are big automatic no-nos
or good things?
Automatic no-nos.
If there's a car, like, really? No, absolutely not.
Guys take pride in their cars.
And that is the
and
thing.
And women
is,
take
like,
pride in their dogs and animals.
Like, I would love if you have a dog, a picture with your dog. You and your dog is your first picture. That would be like my number one, because that means your dog is important
to you.
What
about you and your car?
Absolutely. Right? I don't know. Car guys are not my thing. That's just, I don't know.
Okay. What, like, not to yuck somebody's yum, but some people actually enjoy like car photos. But if you're not going to, it's the same principle. If you have a photo of your car, put yourself in the photo with the car as you would with your animal.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. Mm-hmm.
But I also think there's a big difference between car guys, motorcycle guys, and then like, I think dirt bike and motorcycle are very different things. So like motorcycle to me, unattractive. Dirt bike to me, attractive. But that's also just like that they like going out and doing things. Like slow riding on your motorcycle is completely different than like wrapping around like the middle of nowhere. You know what I mean? So it's like a different lifestyle, in my opinion. Again, I don't have a motorcycle or anything, so I don't know. But like, there's a difference between, there's like levels of things. And like everyone says, like the number one no-no on like a dating app is a guy to have like a fish photo. That would be my dream. Like I would love that because I love fishing. I love, that means like you like camping. That means you like going on adventures. That means that you like to backpack probably. Like that means all the things that like I like to do is that we can also do together. And that's like a really important thing to me is that we like doing things together, whatever. So like, to me, not like a fish photo is not necessarily like a bad thing. But I also just like am more just like knowing myself and where my background and all that stuff. Like I'm attracted to more like stereotypically like manly men, I guess you would say.
Outdoorsy men.
Outdoorsy I would say. Dudes. Yeah. Like I'm looking for like a hip neck. I'm looking for, you know, like
hip
a
neck.
That's a hip cowboy.
Can you expand on that neck? Because I don't know if I've ever heard that one.
A hippie is a hip neck is a hippie and a redneck. Someone who has the same values as me, but also can, you know, cut some wood. You know, just
is chop a redneck.
Build a truck. Build a truck.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, so those would be like my profile, like yeses and nos, I would say.
I'd like to say that there is a you know, there's a lot of different options out there, and the ability to go onto a app is annoying and it's frustrating and whatever, but like at least you're getting options. Like you can kind of see what's going on, even if you don't, if they don't align immediately to what you're looking for, just like the ability to just have exposure.
But I do think it's a hindrance as well, because on those profiles, you can say their political beliefs, you can see their religious beliefs, you can see all these things that would typically maybe be like, oh, that's not like something I'm super interested in. But if you met them in real life and you would had no idea about any of those categories per se, you just met them as a human, you would probably be really attracted to them. And then you would get to that point eventually, and you'd be able to have a discussion about those topics instead of it instantly just being like a yes or a no, like based on their profile, you know?
And that's kind of a thing that I'd like to add, is because each person has their own, for example, Kelly likes someone that's outdoorsy, that likes to go hiking, fishing, that kind of stuff. So those are the kind of guys that she would be attracted to. And that's where I'm saying, be genuine in your profile, show exactly what you are, who you are, what you enjoy doing. And I would say include in profile pictures or prompts interests that you have, so that that can spur a conversation. Like when it's just a person not doing anything, just standing there.
Yeah.
Like that's great, but that doesn't give me a taste or a flavor of what your life is like. It doesn't give me the opportunity to expand on a conversation when we do meet in person and to have this dialogue that goes. And so, you know, it could be you with your cat or you and your dog or whatever it is. I think both Kelly and I are like, ew, cats.
Yeah, totally. No cats. If a guy has a cat on his profile.
See, and that's something that Kelly doesn't like. I would say the exact same thing. Women with cats in their profile, I'm like, ooh, already I'm not interested. But there are probably guys and girls that love cats. And if they see another person with a cat in their photos, they're like, absolutely yes. And then they see another person with two dogs covering their private part, they're like, ew, dogs. That guy's cute, but ew, dogs. So, yeah, I think that each person that's putting up a profile and viewing a profile, they have their own opinions. And the best thing is be genuine in who you are so that you can actually give a good representation, and you don't meet up in person and be like, wait, what is this? He had a fishing photo and he's only gone fishing once on a camping trip with his parents 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. That's like,
you're right.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's fair. Do you want to go through my profile? I don't know if I have the, what's it called? Like the skin, tough skin for you to go through mine, honestly.
You can't take the criticism, can't take the heat.
I mean, I think Jaro's profile is really good.
I think it's really good.
Oh my God. Okay. Anyways,
Jaro's. Once again, I don't have that negative feedback. So of course I think my profile is good. And I got a huge ego, so that helps.
Wow. The first photo looks good. It's not a full photo, but it's very accurate, I would say. Like, it's not a misleading kind of photo where you're like working the angles and stuff. It's a very nice photo.
Oh my God, he's totally working the angles.
What are you talking about?
Look at that smile, that like lean back.
I do appreciate the little lean that he has on his mustache. It's very sexy. It's very cute.
The flip up.
Yeah, it shows that you take care of your mustache, because like people who don't really irritate the fuck out of me. Like you, like I moisturize and exfoliate on a day-to-day basis. I'm like looking cute and ready to like go to a date, and you can't be bothered to take a shower. I feel like that happened to me a lot. But that was just because I was in San Francisco.
After that first photo, the prompt is, if we win the lottery, let's spend it on, and it's three choices. The first one's starting a small local farm. The second choice is buying a boat and sailing the world. And then the third choice is invest the money and use the earned interest to start an annual free music festival. Then there's another prompt following that that's, what if I told you that? And it says, Tabasco Cheez-Its are my second favorite thing to eat in bed.
Oh my God, Jaro.
That's hilarious.
Why? That's why I think it's
hilarious. It's funny. It's so funny.
I guarantee 90% of people who read that are like, wait, what?
Oh, it's so good. Yeah.
Also, Tabasco cheese is great, bro.
Oh, yeah. They're the best.
Oh, my God. No, oh, so I like the good. Toasty ones.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it's got a bunch of, like, my own info, job, whatever. I don't know what that symbol is. Government, politics, other, I don't mm-hmm. know. What I'm looking for, long-term relationship, open to short, ultimately looking for my forever person, but happy to explore other options along the way, monogamy. Then the next photo is me in the wild, and it's just a crazy picture of me in my cheerleading uniform, pirate hat.
At purple. Burning Man, which is a very niche, like, you have to know what the person's like if they like to go to Burning Man.
Yeah.
This is you, like, is you in the wild, like, you living your crazy dreams, or is you in the wild just, like, getting a cup of coffee?
That's, I mean, I interpret it, this is wild Jaro.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
This is not me domesticated. It's me in the wild. A pretty entertaining picture.
It's a great photo, yeah.
And then the next one, it's the prompt says, it's all about the simple things, and it's just a photo of me and some of my friends playing Catan. I think that's pretty, like,
it's homey. Catan.
Whatever.
I'm just kidding.
You're wrong. It's Catan. Then the next thing is a prompt that says, together we could, and my response is, create a meaningful relationship built on loving, open communication, vulnerability, honesty, and trust. Build a homestead with a garden and animals. Go camping, mountain biking, rafting. Live an adventurous life of shared experience. Because there's no E, I ran out of characters.
No big deal. No expectations whatsoever. This one.
The next one is a photo of
that
me.
I took. I didn't know this was on your pro.
This was a recent ad.
That's a good one.
I forgot which one I took off to put that one on, but that's a good one. It's me with my dog on my lap sitting in a chair.
When we went camping at Crystal Crane Hot Springs.
Cute.
The next thing is a prompt. It says, the one thing I'd love to know about you. And my question is, how you define living a rich life?
Okay.
And as much as I like want to know that answer, no one has answered it. And I think that that's a very good question to ask, because people think of a rich life very differently. You know, some people might define a rich life as having a family. Some people might define a rich life as traveling a lot. Some people might define a rich life with having animals and, you know, a place to call home. Some people might call a rich life developing a community. And so that's kind of like an open-ended question to see what someone values in their life.
Do people actually answer that when you're like connecting
with
them?
No one does. Like, no one responds to any of the shit that's on my profile. It's frustrating AF.
Oh, man.
The next photo is, let me introduce you to my alter ego. And it's the photo that we talked about with me in front of the fireplace with the dogs. I think it's the best photo of the whole thing.
I literally haven't seen this photo in like years, and it's not as, salacious as I remember the initial reaction to it.
Yeah. I've gotten a lot of hate on that. I can't say hate. It's just like, I feel like people... I don't know. Kelly said that it's an intimidating photo, and I can understand that, but it's like one of those things where if you knew me, you would know that it's like, I didn't do this because I think I'm serious and I'm trying to be sexy. I did it because it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I can understand how someone that doesn't know me, and this is their first impression of me, is like, who is this?
And that is what majority of people are when they're looking on dating.
I guess, yeah. Though. Is that what's the intent by what kind of reaction do you want women to have? Because a lot of this is very genuine, and it's a good profile. I'm not gonna lie, but like there are intimidating photos. Like you, this here at Burning Man is very fun and it's very cute, but it makes
it's kind of in your face though, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like you have to find the woman that's not intimidated by something like that. Whereas I would be probably not somebody that's going to go to Burning Man with you. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's, I guess it's your taste, your flavor, and you have to find women that are going to be attracted to that.
Exactly. And that's,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And that goes a lot to like, be genuine. Yes. Like, show me who you are. Show me like parts of your life.
It takes a lot of strength and bravery to do shit like that though. Like there is a vulnerability to like being, making yourself accessible.
I'm flexing right now. You're not watching the video part.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Anyway, not to boost your like ego or whatever, but Kelly, let's be really critical about your profile. Jaro made himself.
He has one more photo.
Well, and then the last photo is of me with a bunch of people that I met that became friends while I was living on a boat for a month in Southeast Asia with the big ass boat in the background. And it's just like, you know, I like to travel, I like to have experiences that are just not sit at a resort for a week and get drunk. You know, that sounds very boring and not amusing to me.
Yeah, I love it.
Is there anything that would be kind of other than the intimidating Burning Man in your face photo and potentially the fireplace photo that like really stands out about my profile? As bad
as, okay, yeah, there's nothing literally that like is a total turn off. Like the moment that I see your profile, the first photo is very cute. And I, so are these questions that you come up yourself or are these questions that the app is coming up for you?
Hinge does the prompts. Yeah. But you pick them.
You can pick the prompts. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the way that I went about it was, it was more of like I had an image of what photos I wanted to put on there. And then I went through the prompts and tried to find the prompt that matched the image best.
Okay. I like and that.
I think the written responses to some of the prompts, that was a little bit more like I'm looking for a good prompt that I can be funny or express something interesting or kind of share a little bit of myself with.
Now, let me ask you both a question before we go into Kelly's profile. Like, how often are you seriously considering somebody's profile and reading the prompts and thinking about the prompts that they picked and the photos that they picked in relation to, like, what you've done?
Go ahead.
I mean, like I said it earlier a little bit, was that it's like a balance in between they tried really, really hard or their photos are, like, perfect. Like, they, like, I don't know, AI generated them kind of situation versus them never knowing how to use a camera in their whole entire life. Like there has to be a balance for me, for sure.
Are mine balanced?
So you just,
I mean, the photos all of yours are like very well done, but you're also like a photographer, which you didn't really like put any of that in your profile, but what ifs.
I gotta put all my hobbies. I gotta have something to surprise them with. Oh my God.
Jaro has no lack of self-awareness. It's fine. We're fine over here. What was your answer to Kate's question?
Sorry, what was the question again?
So you're immediately looking at the photos. Like how much time do you invest when you're looking at a photo or like a profile? Like, do you go through the prompts and like read through it and you're like, ugh, no? Or do you just look at the photos?
Oh, sorry. I didn't answer it correctly then.
She's not paying attention.
I'm sorry. Someone texted me.
But I told you I didn't remember.
No, it's Brian. My friend is at Zach Bryan right now. And Matt Mason, who is my love, he's opening for Zach Bryan. And so she sent me a picture of Matt Mason, which is
we are in the middle very of recording our podcast.
Anyways, remember,
right?
Kate, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
I know.
Anyways.
Do you believe this girl?
My answer to your question would be, it depends on if there's something that's like an ick factor, then I X out. But if there's like stuff that I like, then I, on like photo wise, then I go back and I read all the prompts. And then if there's stuff I like in the prompts, then I go back and I read all of their like bio info and see if that's like a map
profile. Like 30 seconds, 20 minutes. Where's the middle between that for the both of you?
20 minutes.
I mean, like literally. Crap, dude. I want to know, like, how much time do you spend analyzing?
Less than a minute, because, like, on the most of the scale is going to be I find something that I'm not interested in instantly and I'm going to swipe left.
I'll agree to that. I'd say it's, like, I think a minute's okay. Probably max. Like I said earlier, I think what – I'll look at the first picture, and if the first picture catches my eye, then I'll go deeper into the profile. And whether that means looking at pictures first and, like, scanning the pictures first and then go into the prompts and try to get a better understanding of the person, I don't know. Maybe I kind of do a little bit of all of the above, but it's really important that the first picture catches my eye. If I'm like, nope, absolutely not.
Interesting. Okay. Kelly, I think that your profile is very accurate. Like,
is it?
I don't care. You get up early on weekends to go on adventures. You should leave a comment if you enjoy hiking and traveling. Like, oh, come on. Everybody enjoys all that stuff. Like, be more specific. Like, what are you looking for? Yeah, a little bit. I'm just saying, like...
Are you saying I'm basic?
Jaro had some specifics about if you're looking for a forever person, but happy to have fun in between.
Okay, so here's one thing that, like, I would change a little bit. So you have a prompt here that says you should leave a comment if you enjoy hiking, traveling, and dogs. So out of all the profiles that I've seen... That is probably those three things are on like 85% of them. Hiking, traveling, and dogs or cats, or, you know, like, say something that really sets you
apart. He put Tabasco gross chips in the bed, right? Like, something. Excuse me,
did you say
specific.
Tabasco gross chips? And you just spit water out all over yourself. You deserve that. Tabasco Cheez-Its are the best.
Oh no, she's joking.
No, don't die on us. No.
How else? You can't die.
I'm not dying.
So I think I'll go to the first photo is a great photo. Look really good. It's not a full body photo, but I feel like a hypocrite to say that this is a bad one because my first photo is definitely not a full body photo. But this is a good photo. It kind of like sparks interest. And gets you to go further down. I'll fall for you if the next one is, I'll fall for you if you love live music and going to shows. Yeah, I mean, that says a lot. It gives something that you're interested in, and that you hope to find in your partner. And I think that's good. Then it's all the details section, which can be whatever. Your next photo, good photo. I think you should have a prompt on it because it kind of adds to it. Choose something funny or whatever you want to prompt it. Mm-hmm. Comment if you've been
again,
here.
Again, the prompts are stupid. I'm sorry. That doesn't really make sense, but
you can find some fun prompts. I mean, I think I have some good prompts on my photos and they're pretty hilarious. Then there's another one. This is the, you should leave a comment if you enjoy hiking, traveling, or dogs. I think that, yeah, be a little bit more specific. And it's a little bit too similar to that first prompt, the I'll fall for you if.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there's a different prompt that maybe, I don't know, because this is like, both of them are things about what you're looking for in another person. If you were to expand more on who you are in one of those, I don't know, maybe there's one of those further down, but I think having like some back and forth, kind of like that whole thing that we were talking about in the beginning about conversations going back and forth, and letting someone ask questions and to have them answer questions as well. I feel like this is kind of the same concept. There's got to be a little bit of what you're looking for in someone, and a little bit more about yourself so that they can see who you are.
Yeah.
Your typical holding a dead fish photo. Classy.
Love it.
But yeah.
I actually think that's the most personable photo though. Like, she just like genuinely enjoys.
And good. That is actually what I look like 99% of the time.
Yeah. I'm
not. Also,
and why is it such a small
okay,
fish?
Because I was backpacking. You're supposed to ask. I went backpacking in the Strawberry Mountains and I went to this really cool lake and they only had tiny little golden. So fuck off, people.
That's a brook. It's not a golden.
I'm sorry. Yeah, not a brook. There's no golden here. Come on.
She calls herself a fisherman.
Wow. I feel a lot of judgment. That one's lame too. Okay, we don't need to look at those. Just keep
so
going.
Her next comment is, we're the same type of weird if you get up early on weekends to go on adventures. Once again, this is like a very typical response of like what women are looking for in adventures. You know, I would say like if we are the same type of weird if, like say something that's actually weird. Like be a little bit vulnerable. Be like, I love licking feet or something like that. I don't know what you think is weird that you like doing, but like expand a little bit on yourself. This is very, very vague.
Very vague. I don't think that like going on adventures during the weekend is, it's very basic. You can be better about it. Like you're a weird person, but like make you doing that doesn't make you weird.
I know. That's why it's supposed to be like dumb. Okay. Whatever. I guess I didn't hit the mark on that one. It wasn't supposed to be weird.
It's okay. We're not hating on you. We're just giving you genuine feedback. Yeah. It's okay. It's just the feedback.
Well, and like, like this whole adventurous thing, you know, like, for example, I find certain things adventurous that other people might find boring and vice versa. So like adventures is very vague and, you know, how do you define an adventure? Getting on a dirt bike and going into the desert to go find scorpions, whatever, you know? Like
oh my god, can we do that? That sounds great.
Something like it's a little bit weird, like you're gonna go find scorpions, you weirdo, you know, like a little bit more detail, a little bit, I don't know. Yeah, okay.
Having a bonfire with people after you've camped or like gone rafting or whatever, like make it a little bit more specific.
Yeah,
because adventure could be like going to brunch and going to the farmer's market and then being
exactly
noon,
yeah,
you know.
That's fair.
And if you're going to use the same type of weird, like say something that is weird, you know, like I like drinking prickly pear juice that's been harvested by migrant farmers or something like that. You know,
oh my
like,
God, Jaro likes this lavender cider that's foul.
I didn't say I liked it. I said it's all right.
Okay. Well,
I do think it's weird. It's not great, but it's not bad.
Anywho.
Anyways.
Fun fact about that.
Okay.
Life behind.
Have we gotten through her? What is it? My life behind the scenes? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
I think it's a good one. Life behind the scenes. It's kind of like. So with that prompt, I would do something that I think the photo is fantastic. Maybe choose a different prompt. Or if you like the prompt, do something that like is not. When I think of behind the scenes, I'm thinking of something that's not social media.
Like day to day.
Highlight kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Which, based off of your profile, you're saying you like hiking, you like going outdoors. This is kind of in the scenes of your profile.
A little variety.
Okay.
There.
All right. Well, thank you all so much.
We didn't even do gratitudes and grievances yet. You're not done. Don't worry about it.
And then the last photo is good. I like the last photo. It shows a lot about you. It shows you really like the outdoors. It's good.
I think it takes a lot of courage to like just be vulnerable for the feedback loop. So between the two of you, well done. This has been a really eye-opening, different, very fun episode. We should move to gratitudes and grievances. So Jaro, since you're our guest, we're going to start with your grievance.
Do I have to do it first?
No, we're going to make Kelly do it first, even though she dodged every okay. She's still a good sport. What's your grievance
for the week? Grievance for the week. Well, I was going to do something non-dating related, but I think just like grievance in general is it's so weird going through the holidays as a single person. Like it's really brutal. Yeah. And I feel like similar to what Jaro was saying at the top of the episode, I've been feeling this for like the last 3 months that I am feeling very much just like left behind kind of.
In what way?
I mean, I'm not even remotely close to being in a relationship. I'm not even remotely close to getting married. I'm not even remotely close to having a kid or doing any of that stuff. I'm not even saying that I want all of that. I don't know if I want that. But it just feels like I'm very far behind.
I feel that really hard as well.
Yeah.
It's hard to be single in the holidays when you see everyone with their family and kids and married and partners. And you're like, thanks for inviting me. I'm part of the group. Thanks. I have no one to bring with me. Nerd.
Yeah. So anyways, I just am like, really, 2025 is where I don't even want to say I'm like focusing on dating because that's like... Who knows what the fuck that will be like, but
new year, new you.
You know, it's more like I want to focus on things that like make me happy and all that kind of stuff. So I'm trying not to focus on all of that stuff. Sorry, that was like a grievance that turned into a gratitude, I guess, but
anyway. It works. Jar, are you ready? I'm kind of like tagged on to the end of her grievance, but do you have a gratitude that you maybe want to?
I feel like I've said a lot of grievances about the dating apps. And I think I want to enforce that grievance is I think so. All right. My grievance and gratitude are kind of the same. So I have grievances on the dating app that they are kind of dismantling tried and true social systems and ways to meet people. But my gratitude is also that they're opening up opportunities. Like I know a lot of people that have met their partners on the dating apps.
Yeah, me too.
And so I do think that I am grateful that it does provide another avenue for dating. I just think that just like with every kind of like we talked about social movements, things like that, just with everything, there's pros and cons to it. And I think that the grievance I have is that it is dismantling and causing problems with traditional social dating styles and abilities, but it's also providing another source for other people. Who knows? Maybe in the future, both of us meeting our person. Who knows?
You're optimistic then. Cautiously optimistic.
Skeptically optimistic.
Skeptically optimistic. And honestly, a lot of those, like from a building of a corporate and the motivations and the algorithm and stuff, like, yeah, it's a hard to get excited about that kind of stuff, but you're optimistic at the end of the day, which I think is the more important / gratitude that we should end on. That's
He's
great.
Grateful for Tabasco Cheez-Its.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Am I crazy? They definitely don't make those anymore. Yeah, they do. Or they stopped making them with Tabasco.
The name isn't Tabasco Cheez-Its anymore. It's just hot and spicy Cheez-Its. But they have the same exact taste. There's no difference.
I gave you a really hard time about it, but like I am a proponent of hot Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Like that's like my, okay, what I want to eat in bed. So like, I don't want to give you a hard time about your choice of snack because I have my own
Love Flamin' Hot Cheetos as well, but only the limon flavor ones.
That's my favorite.
The only problem is that I learned I can't eat them because I end up eating the whole bag.
Literally, that's why I don't buy them anymore. That's amazing.
That's exactly why I don't buy them.
They're the best.
My grievance is I just feel like life is moving too fast. You know what I mean? Like I can't get 2 seconds to myself to like, I don't know, not be on time or like I have to be a certain person when I'm at work or in my relationship, I'm at home. And there was a lot of social anxiety that I like had to go through during the holiday Thanksgiving bullshit. So I'm just like really ready to just do a me day. Like I just want to like go for
a walk. You need to do them taxes, girlfriend, from 2 years ago.
Do a face mask and like, I'm ready to get my life a little bit. And maybe I'm a little bit more grateful of the fact that like my life is settled. We're happy. We're here. I'm healthy. I have like, I'm going to have time. Things are going to calm down, just not immediately. So get to that point and then life is great, except it's not because it's life and it's hard. Mm-hmm. And so on a day-to-day basis, it's a struggle. But overall, I'm happy. Like, this is a really great episode. It was an hour and 45 minutes. This is definitely the last, like, the longest episode I think we've ever done.
Long form podcast.
Yeah. Jaro is really excited about doing a long podcast.
Yeah.
I think that long form podcasts, they're so good because you can really like dive deep into a subject and just talk about it. You don't feel confined by time.
Maybe we should put a little script. Like trigger warning on Jaro on this episode.
Why? If we need a trigger warning, it's okay.
What kind of people did I trigger?
I'm just kidding.
Just because we would normally do a 35 to 45 minute podcast, but this is a whole
after knowing Jaro for 2 years, he only makes me uncomfortable like 5 times out of 10. So.
I try very hard.
We're getting better. Anyways. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here. This is great.
Yeah. We love you all so much. Thanks for being candid with us.
Thanks for being candid.
Bye.
You have to say that's our little tag out. You say it, Jaro. Thanks for being candid.
Bye. Thanks for being candid. Bye.
Boom, 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 boom. That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram @Candidly30. Thanks for being candid with us.